All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Boston Red Sox did not waste any time, as on Tuesday night, they found a new president of baseball operations. Now, longtime Red Sox president of baseball operations, Larry Lucchino, is stepping down, as he has been replaced in Boston by Dave Dombrowski. Now, Dombrowski does come to the Red Sox with plenty of experience. He began his general manager career with the Montreal Expos in the late 1980s, followed by a stint with the Florida Marlins, which led to the team's first World Series championship in 1997. Then he took over a very bad Detroit Tigers organization in 2002, led them to two World Series appearances, and the last 4 years have resulted in the Tigers making the playoffs. Now, Dombrowski was relieved of his duties earlier this month in Detroit after the Tigers became sellers at the trade deadline. And this is a team, of course, Miguel Cabrera was out with an injury, and they decided to trade starting pitcher David Price along with outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, and it really created a stir out there in Motown. But I tell you right now, this is a team in transition, an organization in transition, in the Boston Red Sox. You have Ben Cherington, their general manager, that had basically been groomed for that position. He helped the organization win a World Series championship in 2013, and basically he's just the odd man out right now. He's going to help Dombrowski get his feet wet in Boston, and then pretty soon he himself is going to be out the door. You look at manager John Farrell, that is currently undergoing treatment for cancer. And right now you have an interim manager in his place in Tory Lavullo. Now, I look at this Red Sox team, and Farrell has been on the job since 2013. That was his first year, and of course the Red Sox won the World Series championship. They finished in last place last year. They are well on their way to another last place finish in the American League East. And of course, now with the new president of baseball operations in Dombrowski, he's still going to go out there and look for a general manager. And they more than likely are going to want to bring in their guy as manager. So it's going to be a lot of changes for this Boston Red Sox club. And more importantly on the field, it's time for the Red Sox to get younger. You've heard for the past several years, you know what, the Red Sox, they have one of the best farm systems in baseball, this, that, and the third. You're not seeing the results from those guys on the field. Then on top of that, the Red Sox have a history recently of going out and spending big in free agency, and it just isn't working out. You saw Boston do it in 2011, and they missed the playoffs. You saw them do it last offseason when they brought in Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. And I thought the Hanley Ramirez signing was a bad one to begin with, defensively at least, because you have a guy who has been a lifetime infielder, and now you put him in left field, and not just left field. Left field at Fenway Park, which is very, very tough. You've only seen a handful of Red Sox left fielders, or outfielders for that matter, go out there and be able to manage and deal with that green, that big monster out there at Fenway Park on a consistent basis, especially when you're bringing a guy who is a career infielder in his 30s to go out there and play left field. It is a recipe for disaster. So the Red Sox, plain and simple, they have to get younger, they have to develop their talent, and they have to put a quality product out there on the field. Because this organization right now, there's no such thing for the Red Sox as a quick fix. In that division, right now the New York Yankees are well above them, as are the Toronto Blue Jays who are competing, and the Baltimore Orioles, and even the Tampa Bay Rays, because all of those teams right now have a solidified structure. And that is something that the Boston Red Sox have to get back to. But I tell you one thing, Dombrowski is a guy, he really, for my money, he didn't get the credit that he deserved in Detroit. And that's simply because the Tigers were unable to win a World Series on his watch. But you look at the Tigers, especially the last 4 years, and the thing that really did them in was their bullpen. That's it. They had a championship club. He went out there and made all of the right moves. You look at their starting rotation last year coming down the stretch. You had David Price, you had Max Scherzer, and you also had Justin Verlander. And there are some people out there that will get on Dombrowski for trading Price. But he was looking at it from an organizational standpoint that, you know what, roll the dice last year with Max Scherzer. You were unable to keep him in free agency. He went on to sign with the Washington Nationals. And he didn't want it to happen a second consecutive year in a row when you allow a former Cy Young winner to leave town and you get absolutely nothing. And they were able to get back something for Price in Detroit. But I guarantee you, Dave Dombrowski, if given the chance, will turn the Red Sox back into what they were under Theo Epstein. And that is a consistent contender for the World Series Championship. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always tell you, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and you are more than welcome to check it out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.